Blog Talk Radio.
Fist up for the one that got away. When we left for dead, you're the one we gotta say. Framed by the pigs way back in Jersey. The only thing you really free to do is serve. When you fight for your rights and you stand, watching for the man, on drugs in your land, guns in your hand. Yes, Mando, come and tell, bro. Don't he open any letters, hit this with a come and tell, bro. Whips and chains, whips and chains. Been around waiting for the shit to change. Your point fingers not acting, just complain. Started in fight, just to strip the blame. Kids getting off for murder, nobody pushing it further. Bunch of lost sheep out here looking for a herder. Killed off our leaders, what the fuck you expect? Violence need to be the only thing you respect. I watch news clips today. America had always got some shit to say. Terror breeds terror, just drop bombs. Some mothers and their kids, yeah, just today. But shit, I don't wanna talk right now. Took another bullet to my heart right now. So Bobby cut my neck so they wouldn't shoot their weapons. Seen his mama get the news, yeah, it's all right now. Now whips and chains, whips and chains. The American way, slaying whips and chains. Kill Martin, but you'll never get a status. Kill Malcolm, but you'll never get a status. Whips and chains, whips and chains. The American way, slaying whips and chains. Kill Bobby, but you'll never get a status. Kill Fred, but you'll never get a status. Crips and blood, pimps and thugs. Nobody kill their brother, nigga, just because you created these conditions. Racism, segregation in LA. Fed kids on the phone with the hate. Chase the Panthers out the state. Whoa, run, go inside a run. Tortured that woman in a cell. Broke her out of jail. Now you wanna spare propaganda, but we woke up. No more for you to sell. Devils go to hell. Fred Hampton in the inner city. Building unity with gangs. They working with it. CIA did everything they could to flood the hoods with heroin. At the same time, passed away our heroines. But I don't wanna talk right now. Took another bullet to my heart right now. Drug Fred fell asleep inside his bed. Then they shot him dead, bottle in a sack. Yeah, it's all right now. Now whips and chains, whips and chains. The American way, plays whips and chains. Kill Bobby, but you'll never get a stutter. Kill Fred, but you'll never get a stutter. Whips and chains, whips and chains. The American way, plays whips and chains. Kill Sophie, but you'll never get a stutter. Kill Huey, but you'll never get a stutter. Kill King, kill X, kill Fred.
She escaped, you put a bounty on her head.
Poison water in the air and the food.
We already dead, so what else we got to lose?
Once we realize the power that we have as a people and put our minds together, we unite to defeat you. Question lies they teach you. No conform to authority, cause under uniforms, human bonds I bleed to.
No justice, no peace, what the people say. The indigo's finna go rise and lead the way. 154 cops, but where's that for Trayvon, Grant Rice, Mike Brown, and Freddie Gray?
I don't wanna talk right now. Took another bullet to my heart right now. Everybody's gone, now they wanna start
to
touch us about the revolution, yeah, it's about to start right now.
I have advocated, and I still advocate, revolutionary changes in the structure and in the principles that govern the United States. I advocate self-determination for my people and for all oppressed people inside the United States. I advocate an end to capitalist exploitation, the abolition of racist policies, the eradication of sexism, and the elimination of political repression. If that is a crime, then I am totally guilty.
Whips and chains, whips and chains. The American way plays whips and chains. Kill Martin, but you'll never get a stutter. Kill Malcolm, but you'll never get a stutter. Whips and chains, whips and chains. The American way plays whips and chains. Kill Fred, but you'll never get a stutter. Kill Huey, but you'll never get a stutter.
God is my friend.
Not a pedophile, I'm the alien offspring of a predator. Father traveled by warp speed through the nebula. Met mom, made a crossbreed from the sex with her. All these god genes are molecular. He just called me through the cellular.
Stories of antiquity, see that pot is a beam of light. That only children born with special psychic powers see at night. But in these modern times, in the doctor's eyes, if you speak of me, you're schizophrenic or have DID. If you know me now, you're the lunatic that imaginary people seek to meet. Pig shell and ACID, so I sold them lysergic dithalamide. I decide with cryptic adamine. I gave sex advice to David Carradine. And my monster or a moon star. Old spirit in a new body. You're an old nigga in a used car. In the old earth is the new Mars. Girls sinning, sinning girls. Get to sing gals at the nude bar. I'm too charged. Trying to buy my mama own planet with a huge jar. Ooh Lord, save me. Do a shroom, then I go to church. Ooh my baby, is that a pussy? You're an open purse. Told the nurse, check my scrotum first. Why you down there? Make sure that my boner works. I was created to throw the earth. God body, so I know my worth. Wrote a perp, then I broke the wall. Made my Marcus Garvey post a smirk. Took the tablets, I was Moses first. Grow a human from the holy dirt. Boil, boil, win the royal oil. Bring a chicken back to life, I know it works. All I see is birds, Michael Jackson with an open shirt. I had an epileptic seizure before I wrote this verse. They tried to tell me that my melanin mean that my soul is cursed.
We'll be right back. There've been so many things that held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know. But we won't let nothing hold us back. We're putting ourselves together, we're polishing up our act. And if you've ever been held down before, I know you refuse to be held down anymore.
Whether it's on your radio show, on your laptop, your desktop, and your desktop. If it's on any form of communication, whether it's inside or outside of this orbit, we have the most informative radio talk show on the internet, and you can bet we give you more of what you listen to your radio for. So this is Shaky Man Akbar Abdullah Kareem. We're going to host from Charlotte, North Carolina tonight, and we're just blessed to have in studio Sister Tanisha, and she's from that place that nobody thought would ever come to Charlotte, straight out of Vegas. I mean, she got a plan. It's a black woman standing next to a black man with a goddamn black plan in her hand. So how can you beat it? Again, we come through that chain of leadership of Dr. and Attorney Malika Zulu Shabazz, who has been live with us in Norfolk, Virginia, and now we're in Charlotte, North Carolina. And you damn Skippy, I mean you damn right. We're going nationwide with the program, and we're in every city. We're going to be in a township near you more than very goddamn it soon. But with that said, we know we have come through that chain of leadership with the Honorable Hashim Ekhenaten Nzinga, chairman of the New Black Panther Party, who has been blessed to make a transition. But he gave his life and his dedication to the Black Panther, and he's loved all over the world, throughout the universe. Everybody knows the name Hashim everyone can identify with the name Akhenaten. Akhenaten came 5,000 years before Abraham. So you know it's something awesome going down with Hashim Akhenaten in Nzinga. So with that said, we are here doing the show tonight. We're talking about some new Charlotte, some new Norfolk, new laws, mental health, black revolt, and the new Black Panther Party for self-defense. So with that said, we know, as in you and I know, that they have new laws. And some of those laws are tailored for black people. And especially they'll tell you, you can't get smart with a cracker cop, or you can't get smart with the police, but Boosie called them a holy, that you can't talk black. And if you call them a pig, cracker cop finna put some handcuffs on you, decorate your behind with some blood, shove you in the squad car, and say you made a major violation, give you a misdemeanor, might increase the, especially if you shake the handcuffs, you might get a charge for resisting or assault on an officer. So with all of these things, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. said, oh my, someone needs to say boom, chaka-laka, cracker. But Dr. King said that we will never have freedom in America until we end the unethical practice of white nationalism and police brutality. And with that said, Malcolm talked about the chickens coming home to roost. He said, you won't have no freedom until you take charge of the politics, you take charge of the health, you take charge of the education in your community. Then maybe you will begin a form of black nationalism. Henry Louis Gates said, oh my, boom, shakalaka, cracker, that the prophet Nat Turner represents a pivotal point in history of what he calls a point that we have leaned towards the abolishment of black plantation slavery. But it was never full and complete freedom was never attained. There's never been any form of full and complete liberation, never anything leaning towards full and complete emancipation. So something strange has been going on in America. And I'm telling you some horrific things have been done to us. We are the splitting evidence of the corruption, the open criminal neglect that has been done to black people. And with that said on the backdrop, that's an example of how the law, the new law, in other words, you go downtown and call a pig, you stand a good chance of getting your black ass locked up. That's the short and the long of it. As we talk about New Norfolk, we've been there and did that, and they know Norfolk will never be the same. Today we were here in Charlotte. We were at the House of Africa, and we shook that house. Then we came on to the West End, hit us some Western, and remount right here in Charlotte, North Carolina. Then we came on down to Lincoln Park and brought it on home style, you understand, for Preston and Keisha and all of those people out there. We have a new organizer in Charlotte by the name of Brother Ra, and he's Joseph R.I. Give a shout-out. We're in the home of our beloved sister, the Chef Joe, who's always been accommodating and showing black love and the historical proof and evidence of Africa and every good vibe we could pick up in the universe is right here in the home of Chef Joe and our beloved brother Ra. And some say Ra Rastafari, but he's actually Ra Sek, S-E-C-K, and he's an awesome man. So with that said, beloved, we're going to ask you to just tune in. We're going to ask our beloved sister guest, Sister Tanisha, to come in and explain a little bit about her program and why would she leave a nice place in the desert like Vegas to come over here in a place like Charlotte and talk this Black Panther talk, you understand? So when she go back to Vegas, they would run her out of that. We heard you over there talking to them Black Panthers. Oh, we know what you do. But she has a program. She actually has a community-based program, and she was out there giving out her literature. She was standing toe-to-toe with the pastor. She said, well, here, I'll give you a literature. I'll give you one back. That was real smooth. And we just want to bring her to the mic and the airways to present her program. And this is our beloved comrade, sister, and queen, Tanisha. She's going to explain more of what she does as we interact with our vast listening audience. And you, excuse me, our vast listening and participating audience. and we have full participation here on Black Power Radio. We want you to call your buddy, call your friend. You can call your enemy and bring them right on the airwaves tonight at 646-478-4447, and you'll be damned near in heaven because you'll be live here on Black Power Radio. With that said, 646-478-4447, as you go directly to our guest, and our beloved sister is going to share with you the concept of her Black Revolution. Bring us live, no memorex. Assalamu alaikum and Black Power, and our beloved sister Tanisha. Black Power.
Thank you. Thank you. Black Power. Thank you for having me, Sheikh Iman. It was very, I've just met, you know, some of y'all today and, you know, was welcomed here, and I really appreciate it. The information that we are sharing in the park today is just of the people. It's just work of the people where we go around and put our ears to the ground and see what work needs to be done. I'm new to Charlotte, like you said, out of Vegas, where I've done a lot of anti-police terrorism and anti-police violence work there, where we, you know, make sure that we touch in with families that are touched by police violence and assist them in any way that we can in their campaigns for their children and their loved ones. But what we were doing today in the park really was regarding the political prisoner campaign that we're seeing a big push across the nation on. What we did was just create some flyers with the information, have little scan codes on them, information that you can easily scan and be linked to these websites where you can tweet and email and make these phone calls to put support out to, you know, the people that we have still being held unjustly, you know, in these prisons. So that's what I was giving out to the brother today in the park, was is making sure that we are pushing forward with that campaign and Free Mumia. The flyer also included Rochelle McGee on it today, and also Iman as well. So those are just a handful of the political prisoners that we know that are not only, you know, being held right now behind enemy line walls, but also you know, the innocent that we know, you know, that are held across the country. So, you know, this is work you can easily get involved in your own city, in your own state. You know, reach out, Google it, you know, look it up, and you're going to find somebody who's doing this good work. And to this part, okay, yes, sir. So, you know, I was listening to one of your previous shows on the way over here, and one of the sisters that was speaking was talking about, you know, the menticide that our community is under, and how we really need to truly determine and to define our own social, you know, culture, and that's what is, I think, lacking, and purposely lacking in our communities, because by design we're under attack. We know that, you know, there's not a real, you know, war on drugs or anything else. It's just on our black asses, and you know, that's one thing that, you know, my chairman out of Chicago would say all the time. You know, we definitely have, you know, a war on the people. You know, and it's a relentless war, and we need to organize, you know, for that. So what we do in the community is try to touch down every time with some sort of political education. So each time we come out to march, to speak, with food, with books, with anything that are resources to the people, try to also bring, you know, some sort of political education. And that's what I had out there with me today, was just some political education posters regarding the Black Panther Party and regarding Mumia as well, with some quotes and just history on these loved ones. And the legacy that they've, you know, left for us, the black prints that they've set for us. So each time we touch down, bring political, you know, education out. Like I said, this is work that we can each do in our community, start within our home with our children, and then spread it out as we're able to do. So, you know, again, I thank you for having me on the show and looking forward to our discussion tonight.
All right. Thank you, beloved Queen Tanisha, for giving all that backdrop. So, she didn't bring a green card, so they may not even let her back in Vegas, y'all. With all that said, and freeing up some political prisoners and then doing some justice and then working in the community, so how these people that dedicate themselves to revolution are some unique people, and they're tremendously blessed by the divine source, by the divine power. And as we know, Dr. Khalid Abdul-Muhammad was blessed, Malcolm X, Martin King. And you could name a host. Any one of them could free us. Sister knows that. You could take Fannie Lou Hamer or take Shirley Chisholm or Sister Barbara Jordan. Get everybody free. You could take Fred Douglass. You could just jump on you some Marcus Messiah Garvey, ride up with William Brookhart Dubois. and lead riding with Malcolm X. Everybody be free. But with just that, we have something terrible has been done to us in the terrible interruption in the culture, the terrible interruption in our spiritualism, the terrible interruption in our Black Panther education. We're going to keep it there tonight for the sake of revolution. Our Black Panther education, meaning we pushing us some comedic science up the middle. Well, there's Islamic science that will free you. There's Christian science that will free you. There's Hebrew science that will free you. If you, goddammit, trying to get free, use any science. You can look and see the science of Dr. Benjamin Banneker will get you free if you really got your mind right. But you got to have your mind right to get your rap type Black Power. You understand? We got to be comprehensive with this thing and not be in a cocoon, in a balloon, and think your man the only one to hit a home run. I go up there and bunt, bam, and haul ass, get on first base. And here comes Jesse Jackson to the book. You think I'm waiting for Khalid or Farrakhan or Elijah? If Jesse Jackson bunt, I'm hauling ass to second base. I'm not waiting for my favorite back. I ain't waiting for T.D. Jakes to hit it. I'm not waiting for Papa Woo-Woo or Daddy Great to come back from grave. I'm going to haul ass to second base, you hear me? I'm going to bring as many as I can to second and third. Cause God damn, I'm trying to get home, brother and sister. I ain't picking no personality. Anyone, Vernon Jordan just passed. Most brilliant lawyer we ever had anywhere. Head of the Urban League. Freed up all, even when freed the cracker Bill Clinton. He freed everybody he could free, and he didn't get the message. You just follow that, follow his trail. Go study him and see where you can get if you want to be a lawyer. We say, well, I'm a Malcolm man, all right? All right, you're a Malcolm man. Do you still get to be a lawyer? You still get to be a doctor. But if King had not come, you'd be a doctor and a lawyer, riding your Rolls Royce. And then you got to ride up to the McDevils, or something called the McDonald's, or the murder, something called the Burger King. But I'm here to tell you, you would ride up there, say, and you run around the back door, get out your Rolls Royce, ride around the back door, and say, can I get some fries and go with that shake? Black Power. You understand? Because this is the freedom trail. This is freedom drum. Brother Rod sitting right here. And he's going to give us a few words from the beautiful tour we took today, the walk we took today, the freedom at the House of Africa today, a man that's all about freedom and freeing as many as he possibly can. Oh, my. Someone needs to say boom shakalaka cracker. But he's freeing everybody from all forms of enslavement. I'm just here to tell you. Emancipating us from all forms of enslavement. I want to bring live to that mic our beloved Brother Ra, the new organizer here in Charlotte for New Black Panther Party Self-Defense. Black Power. Black Power.
Black Power.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Black family. Black Power.
Black Power fam.
Peace, 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 and prosperity. So today,
you can keep talking.
On today, we had a beautiful experience out in Charlotte, North Carolina. Hit the House of Africa. From there, we went and took it to the streets, you know, activated in the streets, touched down in the community, you know, very intimate situation. We got a lot of positive responses. So, you know, the people are out there, you know, looking for us to engage in community efforts, you know, bringing forth the knowledge, you know. A lot of folk were inquisitive. So we just had to, you know, keep our hands to the plow, stay in the field, you know, do what it is that we're required to do as soldiers, you know, out here doing the duties. So, you know, that's the mandate, you know, stay busy. Everybody keep your hands to the plow. Do whatever part it is that you do. So we went to the park. What was the name of that park?
We're at Lincoln Park.
Lincoln Park.
With Preston and Keisha, some organizing New Black Panther as well.
Yes, yes. So we were blessed to be able to experience that, another, you know, some more community engagement. And, you know, I've been at it all week, so I'm kind of, you know, I'm kind of parched and need some water and things, you know. So anyway, you know, I just wanted to come on here and share, you know, the experience. It was a divine experience. Looking forward to continuing doing work with beautiful melanated beings such as yourselves. And, you know, just press forward. Peace, positivity, light, you know.
I say black power. We're going to do one more round, and then we're going to go to our vast listening audience and talk a little bit more what we need to do to keep our revolution in the move, because what you got here is the black revolt. See, they don't know that Nat Turner was in a revolt against this cracker. See, they won't call it insurrection. See, they use that name, those crackers that went in the Capitol, called insurrection. Hell, there was no insurrection. That's when you got a former citizen. That's when you some of the three-fifths and rising. They won't say he's three-fifths and below a man, and that he had an insurrection. Hell no, he was trying to free himself and all his brethren from a weird form of enslavement, the most peculiar form of chastisement. It's like, give you a goddamn punishment collar. Got something on your neck, go all the way out there about 3 or 4 foot. Something about going out your neck, go to your back room. You can't sit down, you can't stand up. All you can think is punishment. You can't sleep, you can damn near barely eat, and that's their punishment. Who could think of a form of enslavement like a punishment collar and to trap you in your waist back to back, in your own sexual juices, in your own body fluids, flowing from flow to flow, own urination, own feces? And what kind of cross-contamination COVID-19 we've been suffering for 400 years? So think over these things, black brother and sister, as we go to our sister Tanisha, going to tell you a little bit more of what we do. And we're going to try to go directly to the phone lines and get your input from the vast listening and participating audience on New Charlotte, that's New Charlotte, North Carolina. New Norfolk, there's a New Norfolk, Virginia. New laws, the cracker can come up and arrest you for calling him a pig. The mental health, meaning 40% of those killings from Trayvon to Stephon, you might as well think of Emmett Till, huh? Michael Brown, and those names, you know, Tamir Rice. And we've been to every Tampa, been to all the killing sites. Eric Garner, just name one of them, from Breonna Taylor. I mean, it's just a horrible thing been done to our men and women. 12-year-old Tamir Rice. Young 17-year-old eating ice cream and Skittles and drinking Joy Juice. And they won't call that a man. No, he's a boy. But because he played football, they say he's a man, a threat to a cracker with a gun. And Zimmerman said, well, he said, why didn't you stand down, George Zimmerman? We the police had it. They say they got you covered. You're in a gated community. What more do you want? He said, no, I couldn't have done that. He said, if I'd done that, he said, well, a goddamn coon would have got away. So something has been done to us. Something continues to be done to us. But they can't wait to open a new body bag. I think every cracker is trying to put a black man in a body bag. Feel very threatened by their presence. I don't know, uncomfortable all the way around. But I'm going to pass it on down and around and let others manage this thing. Because our revolution, I get out of control. Black power.
Black power, black power. I think you touched on something. You know, we need to be organizing those alternatives, you know, in our community so that the police is not the only response. And I think that's a big part. And I'm still putting my ear to the ground here, but it seems like it's something that's needed here in this city as well. And, you know, maybe Brother Rock could speak a little bit more on that. But, we're conditioned, 911. You know what I mean? We're conditioned no matter what's happening. And that's why if there's a houseless person sitting on the porch, we call the police. If there's somebody who's hungry outside of a store, we, you know, conditioned, you know, to automatically just call 911 instead of having these alternatives. But the issue may be that some of these alternatives don't exist as well. So, you know, it's hard for us to set absolutes without having the responsibility of also sending the alternatives. So, you know, we see abuse in our communities, even with like a store, you know, where they call, you know, some, you know, one of us out our name or something like that. We want to shut the store down. But if we shut down the only store in that community and now the mama can't get milk and diapers for her babies and we provided no alternative, that's not responsible. So we have to provide these alternatives, and we need to be thinking about ways to organize that. So it's very important, you know, and I think that a lot of the discussions that have been happening recently, especially off of the death and murder of George Floyd that we all watched live, is what can those alternatives be? So not just defunding the police, but absolutely making them absolute and obsolete, especially in our communities. And, you know, how do we then recognize or how do we define, you know, what our protection will look like? Because we don't want to repolice our communities. We're not no, you know, neo-colonists. We just want to, you know, provide protection as needed. But build those lists of contacts and resources in our community where if I need help with mental health, I've got a brother or a sister to call up, you know, and say, hey, I need help. If we've got someone dealing with, you know, being demoralized with drugs or alcohol, we have a professional in our community and in our call list to call up. You know, if we have a mama who needs food for her children, We've got a pantry to go grab her some food and bring her some food by. You know, we've got some funds built up if somebody needs their power bill paid, what have you. So we need to make sure that we're providing these alternatives in our community, and that way we start to phase out the presence of the police being even, you know, required or needed anywhere in our spaces. Black power.
I know my man, Ray Rocker, energized that statement for us, black power. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. Black power, black power. Mm-hmm. So to piggyback off what Sister just said, you know, we need to, you know, more so utilize our relationships and resources. And, it's a lot. You know, we are present, and there's a lot going on. Yet it is a disconnection. You know, I was speaking with an elder earlier, and she was asking, you know, like who the Panthers were, and you know what type of engagements, you know, what type of incentives are offered, you know, and you know, so she was very much interested, and so you know, that was I started immediately giving her, you know, resources, you know, sharing with her the resources and allowing her to, you know, understand that it's significant to be plugged in and to, you know, to communicate, you know, if it is that you do have a problem, you know, an issue, you know, whether it be something personal or, you know, something within the community. And, you know, personally, like, I share with folk all of the time, like, you know, if you have an issue, you know, call somebody, you know, a prominent figure in the community, or, you know, if you know somebody that's involved in any type of organization, you know, that may have the ability to come in and assist with any problems you may be facing in the community versus calling, you know, 911, because, you know, that's a commercial. They commercialize off of us and our ignorance. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times, you know, we blindly enter into contracts by just opening up your mouth and speaking to them, or allowing, you know, them to assume jurisdiction over our being for, you know, us not having particular discipline. You know, when I was younger, as a child, I was taught, you know, certain things, you know, don't speak about, you know, what's going on outside the household and these types of things. The sister was talking about conditioning. So very much so we have been conditioned, and we have to be reconditioned. You know, we have to relearn. We have to forget about a bunch of stuff that we learn. You know, we have to, you know, open up and learn to trust one another. You know, I a lot of times, you know, when I come into contact with individuals, they may feel uncomfortable. I see some type of disdain or resistance. You know, I share with folks, you know, I love you, you know, and I will help you before I would do anything to hurt you. You know, so it's like these are just, you know, some things that personally resonate with me and that I experience that, you know, I would, you know, say, you know, to exercise these things, you know, so that more, you know, more of us will become more cognizant of how, you know, how we can engage each other and establish, you know, stronger relational ties, you know, whether it be, you know, organizations or, you know, interpersonally, just, you know, coming to establish a new, you know, a new network or, you know, anything. So, you know, it just, a lot of the stuff is, you know, common sense. I call it getting back to the basics, you know, establishing a rudimentary principle orientation to self. So one of the other questions that it was a question that the elder asked me earlier in the park. And so, you know, I shared with her that, you know, she asked me about the youth and how should she, you know, maintain, you know, her relationship with her grandchild. And she gave me some, you know, some behaviors of the grandchild. And so pretty much I told her that, you know, in reference to the child's behavior, a lot of how we rebel against, you know, what our parents and, you know, those that's in the community that's, you know, trying to give us a foundation or, you know, give us some significant, relevant instructions, you know, we rebel against that and we err against that because we don't have a root in who it is that we know. You know, systematically, the idea of inclusion was one of the worst, you know, worst things. You know, integration was one of the worst things that happened to us. So, what we need to do really is deal with the premise. You know, if you don't know, you know, about your grandparents, your great grandparents, you know, start investigating, start asking. I mean, if you're youth, you know, start asking the elders questions. You know, start engaging. We have to, you know, re-engage each other and reestablish the right type of relationship dynamic. You know, we've been disenfranchised. That's another reason why we have to organize and we have to come together, because as a people, you know, melanated people have been disoriented and disenfranchised. That's why we continue to be disrespected and violated as well, because a lot of times, like I, in my own personal journey and growing, the more I respect myself and the more I hold my head, the less resistance I get from whoever that may be, even in oppressive situations. You know, I've been heads up with law enforcement, you know, and I look at them and tell them, I'm a man. I have the right to be a man and to exist as a man. And if you violate me in whatever type of way you feel you might want to, you know, it's going to be consequences and repercussions. And a lot of these cats, you know, they look at me and they think twice and they turn around and go on about their business, you know. So, you know, I just like to, you know, say, you know, just stay asking questions, you know, stay having the attitude of unifying, you know, focus more on love, joy, peace, and us coming together as a people rather than, you know, us being subject to traumas and, well, this person did this to me or this organization, you know. And, you know, if we didn't know, now we should know that the collective cognitive process, the more of us that think on the same wavelength, you know, that's magic in itself. That will automatically change the frequency, you know. So, yeah, you know, just think positive, be positive, you know, speak that we are a unified body and that we do have everything that we need and we lack nothing and we have the resources and the relationships. And then, you know, the other part to that is just the personal responsibility. Now when we have those relationships and those resources, we have to utilize them, you know. Sure. So that's my peace. Mm-hmm. And peace, love, and black power.
Black power, black power. Just to thank Brother Ra Sec for giving us a brilliant capsulization of all those situations, those vertibles that he was able to touch on in a very short period of time, again, alluding to the fact that we have the most informative radio talk show on the internet, bar none. There's one crack of Rush Limbaugh, all of Sean Hannity. We smoke our Bill O'Reilly. We smoke all everything crack of ride. If I couldn't get a Malik Zulu Shabazz, just smoke them. So we're not trying to boast. Dr. Collins smoked them. So we the Cubs, you understand? So some of them got double energy. You think I can go? Where do you get a load of Brother Ross Sheck? He let you know he can go. So this is just Black Power. We're going to jump on the radio. We see a few familiar faces in the right places out in Battle Creek, Michigan. I know he's ready to go. He ain't never come to my show and wasn't ready to go. We'll give you Brother Dennis Knowles is way out there at 269 at 589. And I bet you didn't know it. Come on in there, Brother Knowles.
Black power, black power, black power. First, I want to give honor to all of you all that are speaking tonight. You're speaking with a lot of sense. Brother Imam, I give you all honor because you're in order and in decency with this movement. I want to bring up a few things tonight, just a few little topics here that I've been pondering on for the whole week. Number one, I would like to give honor to the sister that mentioned, Sister Tanisha, the slavery that we're fighting. And I want to speak about Louisiana United International .org as we're fighting prison slavery. You know, prison slavery is the hidden people that we forget about. We forget about people that go to prison and then they become obscure, and they become no longer significant. And there was a research done this week. We did in a meeting as to how that happens. It's called Desensitizing America. First step, there are 10 steps to desensitizing the mindset. They're called classification, symbolization, discriminization, organization, polarization, preparation, persecution, termination, and then denial. That's what happens to us collectively when we have inmates, even though they are even relatives, that go to prison in these slavery hell holes across America. I would like to also bring up this topic, too, on Mamia, who is dying, Mamia Abu-Jamal, the husband of Fini Shakur. We did discuss this week as well, that he is dying, and they're allowing him to die. They're putting him in cells now with feces and urine. He is on his last legs with the COVID and open sores. This brother, a freedom fighter, as we all know, does not deserve to die in a hellhole prison for no crime that he did not do. He did not kill a cop. They set this brother up, as they do any political prisoner that is outspoken, strong-speaking, strong-willed, that moves and has a charisma to pull the masses of people. And this is what he's facing now, sheer death. False narratives created by the colonizer for capitalism. We are basically the product still, even from Africa to here, that are the money-making capitalistic scheme that this cracker uses, colonizer uses, from Trump to Biden. No difference. They're both colonizers. The cops that we talk about, the judicial system, nothing but colonizers. And we know that once you know the truth about a thing, once you know the truth about what this thing says that they are, then you know that you have to prepare yourself to do battle with this thing. But we must secure ourselves. April 9th through April 12th in Columbus, Ohio, we will be boots on the ground. We will be recruiting Cubs with Mama Da Shabazz in Columbus, Ohio, also with Queen Mother Kashiba, who is out of Norfolk, Virginia. No murder. You said no more murder burgers for us, and we need to stop. We need to take a good look at fast food shopping, microwavable foods. We need to begin to create for ourselves. Did you not know we have in this country black farmers who make up 4% of the total farming community in this country? And in the past 100 years, we have lost 1 million acres of land that have been taken from us by this colonizer. Right now we need to, in the churches, every black church, would on a monthly basis, and that means even our chapters, take tithes and offerings once a month, and on a national basis, post those collections in a collective pool that we could begin to construct and build our own supermarkets, schools, gas stations, etc. That's all sense making. We know that this colonizer, this cracker, will never do for us what we need to do for ourselves. We need to retool and reschool and move lockstep as one movement. No more backbiting. No more I'm better than you or I speak better than you. We all speak with one voice. When I heard Sister Tanisha speak, I could identify. When I heard Brother Ross speak, I can identify. When I heard Imam Sheikh Imam Akbar Bilal speak, I could identify. And God knows that last week when the chairman emeritus spoke, we all could identify. Okay, the Floyd family took the money, which predicates the outcome for the murderous killer colonizer cracker cop, Derek Chauvin, which will lessen the severity of his crime. of his hateful crime. And now you've got crackers going around in the Asian community murdering Asians. The hate is streaming up. This year will be a bloody year. We must prepare in self-defense to protect ourselves by any means necessary. We must begin to develop these gun clubs. We must begin to develop these self-defense classes. Get your bows ready. Get your knives ready. But not to use them loosely. Not to be foolish with anything that you do. The step must be in lockstep, discipline, unity. These are the moves we must prepare for. We must begin to defend ourselves, defend our women and children. Do you know that this cracker depends on us not defending our women, which make our babies, which makes our men and our strong queen? We must begin to defend ourselves at all costs. And the buck stops here and now. I'm going to relent.
Good teaching.
And I want to say to you all, I am enjoying this broadcast like I do every broadcast that we do. Now we must evolve and grow in unison. Every black man must love every black child. Every black man, woman must not disrespect or disregard those who are even out there right now in sickness. We must begin to embrace, because the only way that we become whole as a body in a vigilant struggle that we're fighting now in this revolution is that we begin to appreciate and value one another. Every word counts. Everyone's got a brain. No matter how small it sounds, no matter how little it is in an opinion, that is your self-opinion, but everyone is valuable. We must begin to accept each other. Just like that, Black Power.
Black Power, Black Power knows, and we received that loud and clear, beloved brother, and it was heartfelt that your statements have always brought a certain spirit to the Black Power and the Black Power listening and vast participating audience. We love you so much more over there in Battle Creek. For you in that middle port, you in that central part of these United Snakes, that we call a corporation. That's impossible for a nation to make a law to tell me I can't sit on a park bench or I can't drink out of a water fountain because I'm black. I can't swim in a cracker's pool or something. I'll be lynched. There has to be a mindset. There's a certain pattern of a diabolical mindset that tells you we'll make certain laws. This law about calling a pig is definitely targeted for black people. They ain't going to arrest no cracker or call no pig no pig. That was a law directed to black people. They're not going to get no cracker for resisting and put no extra charge. They're not going to get another charge and call him assault on a police officer. And see, flip that. See, I have a young student, a mental health student, that happened to be in Arlington, Virginia at the 7-Eleven. So one day he decides he going to rake him. Arm load him up, you know, rough off a carton of cigarettes, got him a carton of Newport and rolling with it. And the woman from the 7-Eleven somehow latched on his arm, and he drags her so far and got the cigarette. Somehow got him away from her. So she was all skin up, beat up, boom, and he gone. He zoomed, basically got away. So the next couple of days, mental health patient, he was playing around in Metro, so they had the camera, and they busted him for it. They called a misdemeanor for stealing the cigarettes and a lightweight assault on the lady at the store. So they got him in jail, and he was talking, you know, they knew he was mentally ill. And so then when the officer came in, he spit near the officer. They locked him up, put a muzzle on his face, and made him embarrassed to go to lunch, go to phone call, go to court. He got all these muzzles going, right? And then they took him to court and dropped all the criminal charges and misdemeanor and assault on the woman for and stealing the cigarettes and getting away. Dropped all those charges and went back and charged him for an attempt assault of some kind on an officer and gave him a felony. They dropped off and stepped the mentally ill patient up to a felony charge. I tell you, this system is the total design of entrapment for black people, whether they call you processing information normally or quickly, or if they call you mental health, like you say, we all in this together in fighting this beast and the injustice that the white man continues to perpetrate against black people, our black men, some say our black man, our black women, our woman, and all of our black children are under a threat from this system of hypocrisy, white supremacy, it's corruption, it's every form of degeneration you could ever imagine. It's been built up by a cadre of pedophiles that Donald the Duck Trump was directly connected to Michael Epstein and all the Epstein pedophiles. Bill Clinton was directly connected to Trump and the pedophiles. Prince Charles was directly connected to that pedophilia. Another one, Netanyahu and them, and all of them somehow mysteriously, every damn one of them got pandemic all around them. I'm trying to figure this thing out, but it looks very, the evidence is a preponderance of evidence that the white man is a master of deception, a master deceiver, and that the white man is not a devil, but the devil to bring pandemic to the doorstep of black people at this hour. Every black man, zero pandemic. One breast with the white man in Eurasia, all of a sudden, we lead the pack in body bags. Huh? If you go from 0 to 10,000, 0 to 20, 20,000 not too many, 30,000 not too many, up to 50,000 body bags in a record time, that means, God damn it, you were the effing target the whole time. It's just you won't come full circle with yourself, black man, with yourself, black woman, and with yourself, black child, if you can understand the language. That you have to come full circle with yourself and we the people at this hour. Black power, as I pass it down.
Black power, brother Imam, may I say one more thing?
Yes,
Black
sir.
Power.
You're going to come right behind you. Brother Ra is coming behind you with Tanisha, Black power.
Okay, I'm going to make it real short. What is happening, everybody? The country is crumbling. Colonization is crumbling. Europeans are crumbling. This world in 35 years will no longer be all the way cracked. They know that and they're afraid of it. They are willing to destroy anything and anybody on the way out. That's what they are. So right now, it pays for us to be real cognizant and get ready for the war that we're really in. It is a spiritual as well as a physical war that we are in. And we must be mindful, and we must begin to love ourselves. Therefore, we can love one another in truth and in spirit. Black power.
Black power.
Black power. Black power. Black power. So the you know, coming behind that brother there, you know, he said a lot. So I'll just keep it brief. And just reinforce, you know, what something that he implied, and that's the, you know, the spiritual aspects of this situation. You know, we have to, you know, not be removed from the knowing, you know, and be, you know, tapped in to that, you know, be completely aligned, you know, mind, the body, the spirit, you know, and when we completely align ourselves, you know, the divine, you know, nature will assist us in you know, whatever endeavors, you know. Yeah, I just like to, you know, just reemphasize that whole, you know, spiritual component, all of us being, you know, really come into yourself, you know what I'm saying, find, you know, the highest essence of your being. You know, you might have to, you know, fast and, you know, meditate, remove yourself from distractions. There's a lot of things, you know, that we faced with throughout the days, you know, to, you know, whether, you know, some of us call it life, you know, but a lot of what we experience in is not life, you know, is things that's been imposed upon us and systems that's been created, you know, to pretty much have you roboticized, you know, and that's, you know, goes along with the conditioning and a lot of that,
you know, mental subjugation to that. That's what, you know, elevates the whole menicidal syndrome as well, you know, being removed from your person, that you being removed from knowing that you are alive, you know, being, and that you are connected to the all, the supreme divine source. So just, you know, everybody, you know, reacclimate, tap back into, you know, the spiritual aspect of our beings, and you know, rise in power, peace and black power.
Yeah, to, you know, just kind of keep going on that note, I think that we don't talk enough about how much, you know, the warfare does need to include spirituality. And, you know, that's obviously a base of what was shook and took and, deliberately deleted from us was our root and our connection to, you know, that spiritual realm, and replaced, you know, with things that, you know, we know that have put us on different routes as far as who we praise and who we look to as advisors. You know, but we say, you know, an isolation, a tactic of the state is to isolate. So I think the brother touched on that when we were talking about having alternatives in our community, is that when we have those resources, when we have this kind of vast network of people to keep in touch with, it eliminates that isolation that the state, you know, definitely puts us in situations to be in. So, you know, we get a ticket, we get a charge, what have you. We're embarrassed. We want to, you know, not tell anybody about it. We want to just try to go fight it on our own. But we really need to be able to engage the community, and having those alternative and those resources available helps us to do that, so that the state cannot isolate us in those particular situations. I have some notes written from Dr. Bobby E. Wright. He taught us that, you know, he basically said if you can control the mind, you control the behind. So what we were talking about earlier with menticide is the deliberate and systematic destruction of a group's mind, with the ultimate aim and objective being the extermination of that group. So we're talking about war. We're not talking about they want to, you know, pity-patty and play with us. They want to exterminate us, and they want to exterminate our language. They want to exterminate our culture. They want to exterminate the people, and we know that. And they do that via biological war, via chemical war, food deserts. And then also the physical and spiritual warfare. So that we're being attacked in multi levels and multi, you know, different directions at all times. And so we do need to keep tapping into our resources and to ourselves, like the brother said, healing ourselves is a priority. They have disenfranchised us. They have disenfranchised our families. They have broken apart our base of our culture. So we don't have foundations to stand on. So that's what we're rebuilding, and we are doing it. Dr. Bobby D. Wright also said that they, meaning the white people, have the institution, but we have the people. When we go out in the community, we say the people is our best security, you know, and nothing else. So we know that when we touch down in communities, we put our ear to the ground, we get with the people. There has never been a city that I've touched down in and not been able to reach out to someone where even if I need to stay on their couch, I can, you know, because this network exists. You know, there are people doing this work. You know, one of my mentors would say, if a tree falls in the woods, does it make a sound if you're not standing there? And sometimes you got to think about it, but you goddamn right it makes a sound, you know, if you ain't standing there. So this work is happening in our cities and across this nation, even though they want us to believe that it's not. There are people forming these coalitions. There are the work of, you know, many Panther organizations and many different other organizations doing the work of the people. And we're creating that safe space for black people, like this platform is creating a safe space for us to be able to talk about these issues, for us to be able to work through some of these definitions, and for us to go ahead and start and keep implementing them in our community. Thank you, Black Power.
Black Power, Sister Tanisha, and her group is working on freeing our political prisoners as well. And it's just so just petrifying that we know Nelson Mandela. We knew some about Stephen Biko and Kwame Nkrumah and Prince Lumumba and the struggles of Shaka Zulu and the Honorable Robert Mugabe and all those great names of Africa and all of the ones that we love so much to get that freedom right here that they seek in Africa and the homeland. But the average black man, the average black woman in my network and the people that I may associate with and pass every day, know nearly nothing about our political prisoners. The Honorable Barrett and I discussed this in detail and researched it to some degree and found that most black people don't know any of our political prisoners. Mutulu Shakur, and she was talking about the H. Rap Brown, the Imam Jamil Abdullah Alameen, the brother Mumia Abu Jamal. I mean, long before that, the longest prisoner, Marsha Eddie Conway, and these names that have keep repeating and repeating. And we just, Dr. Malachi G. York, Imam Aisha Al-Hadi Al-Mahdi. We just don't know anything about ourselves. And I just cry the blues because it's so sad to know that we're not in touch with each other. This is where there's no unity. The hell it ain't. Well, everybody been to church on Sunday. Church, black church is packed. You tell me no unity. Riding the bus every day, same, but riding the bus 20 years together. Talk every day. But just never held no revolutionary discussion. Never held an uplifting word that will get him on the track, on the fast track to freedom, justice, equality, liberation, emancipation. The Honorable Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. said, even in the weakest of spirit for revolution, he said, if you want those divine principles, or sacred principles, he called them, they're not going to give them to you. Damn it, you're going to have to take them and then take justice and manage your own, take your freedom and manage it with your own hands, brother, sister. And if work ain't hard, and for sure the Almighty God, the boss ain't mean. It's just you crack your whip on yourself. You are harder than on yourself. I've seen it and bear witness. Harder on yourself than 10 slave masters could ever be. For whatever the reasoning, whatever wickedness that had been done to us, left us in a terrible shape. We're going right back to the East Coast. And she was in the park today, too. Right out there in the north of Virginia. Bring up Queen Kashiba. She knows something about black revolution. Black power, Queen Kashiba. Black power.
Black power, black power. Yes, I had a wonderful time in the park. There was so much positive energy going around. I enjoyed meeting most of our sisters and brothers and getting with the youth. I love dancing, so I had a good time. It was very black power, very unity. Everybody was having a good time, even though I was late. But we didn't come long, but we came strong. Black power, black power.
Black power.
Queen Mother Kashif, North of Virginia.
All right, black power, black power. So, we, some of the points, I just want to study in this flyer. So I'm just read some of the points on this flyer. So we are organizing to stop the violence. We are organizing for black political power. We are organizing for black economic power. We are organizing for a united black front. We are organizing to stand up black men. We are organizing to end police brutality. We are educating our people on the law. And we are organizing for self-defense. Like in what we experienced today in the park, I had a dialogue, you know, that was relative to each, you know, each one of these points. And so, you know, just going back and reiterating again, you know, the significance and relevance of communication and building, you know, building within the community, establishing those relationships. And, you know, gaining more fortification based upon those, you know, levels of communication and those relationships that we, you know, come to experience. So, you know, stay black and intact and, you know, be inspired and empowered, you know, and will into week, you know, I have a saying, you know, that I will into my way what I desire to see today. So, you know, if you know, anybody feel welcome, you know what I'm saying, to share that to yourself, you know, or somebody else. If I will into my way what it is that I desire to be today. You know, you can transpose it as you will. But, once again, peace and Black Power, family.
Black Power.
Right on, Black Power, Black Power. Yeah, the park was amazing today. The people and the energy, everything was great out there. We were able to touch in with a lot of the youth. One flyer I gave out was the African Pledge. And the children was like, what is this? And I said, well, forget about that pledge they're giving you in these so-called schools. You know, this is our pledge. This is for our people. So we can push similar, you know, there's different versions of it, but it's basically at the same premise of, you know, prioritizing our people and prioritizing, you know, treating one another with respect and with kindness and with love and regaining that trust that, you know, has been purposely, purposely pushed, you know, between us to not trust one another. You know, so that pledge is important. Creating programs in our community is important. So we all have different passions and things that we're good with. You know, I told one of the sisters out there today, I'm good at making flyers. You know, I can make a flyer up and get them out. You know, so finding where our passion is and then making that, you know, an area that you can contribute to programs in. I wanted to speak briefly just because I was looking through my papers and found one of my documents that reminded me here in Charlotte, we recently found a slave burial ground that was not being maintained. And so I'm sure in many spaces across, you know, where we live at, we'll find spaces similarly to that. You know, it's part of the work is reaching back, you know, and being able to touch back and give that honor and that respect and that presence and that acknowledgement. To the ancestors that, you know, so many have spilled blood. Here in this particular part of the country, we know that there was hundreds of revolts and rebellions that were happening, not just one or two that they want to tell us about, but hundreds, and not only with Africans, but with Africans, you know, linking up and forming coalitions with the indigenous that were here as well. So we've always been fighting back, you know, and as Malcolm taught us, we, you know, we may be victims of this America, but we're fighting back victims. So the slave cemetery that we found is something that you can get involved with here in Charlotte as well. You know, connect with me and other comrades on Facebook. I'm on Facebook as Mungu Wakiki Tanisha. And it's just one of the projects that we decided to create here to involve the community and involve the youth, and that we will beautify this space, we will honor this space, and we will make sure that it's recognized as such, just as they do for their spaces. So Black Power, right on.
Black Power, a strong Black military. We can relax the call for Black Power. Brother Rob, Sister Tanisha, our vast listening audience, going straight to 401-601-696-496. You're actually live here on Black Power Radio. Black Power, are you there with us at 401-6696? You're live on Black Power. You're Black Power. Hard to pick them up. Hard to pick them up. At 401, you're live. About to move on your 401. You got a grand opportunity to get in where you can fit in. We're keeping it black. We're keeping it strong. We're pushing it down the line. At 248-225, you're actually live on Black Power Radio. Our vast listening audience, Sister Tanisha, Brother Ra, we're keeping it live on Black Power Radio. 248-225, you're live. Are you right there with us? 248, you're live. You got 248, Black Power? Black Power,
Black Power, do you hear me?
Yeah, talk black. You could actually... You're live on Black Power Radio. So if you're live on Black Power Radio, you might as well talk black. Brother Ra, Sister Tanisha, they are community activists that are strong in the black community. One is just pushing the program and New Black Panther Party. The other is working on our political prisoners. And you're live at 248. The subject of New Charlotte, New Norfolk, New Laws, Mental Health, the Black Revolt, and the New Black Panther Party. Black Power 248.
Yes, peace, peace. Back, black power. Peace to all the gods and the goddesses on the line. Just want to say thank you to everybody who's doing everything. Sounds good. Nice to know that there's some people of color just doing some things. So often you see and hear no one doing anything, but on this call, there's a bunch of warriors on here, so I'm just listening in and being appreciative and know that appreciate all your efforts. Black power.
Black power, black power. Appreciate you.
Yes, sir. That's where, what city you calling from? Who we got here? 248, that's where them zip, what's that, area code? Where do you come from, brother? Give us your name and where you're calling from.
Yes, Brother Hannibal from Detroit.
Detroit.
And Motor City, did they ever tick down some of that boarded up housing, open some of those businesses up, beloved Brother Hannibal, Red Dad, Detroit? Did they do anything to new and improve Detroit? It was so cold and so felt so destitute last time I was in Detroit. Is it new and improved today, Brother Hannibal?
Well, let me tell you, when was the last time that you was here? How long ago was that?
It's just been a couple of years.
A couple of years, yeah. Well, they're doing probably with the
whole city, but it was a lot of it around.
Abandonment.
See, yeah,
there hasn't been much.
Just abandoned certain sections of the city.
Yeah, that's still going on. That's still huge. They're building up the downtown, you know, for the Caucasians to flock down there and upping the prices to live off the high rises, off the water down there, jacking them up so that no average person can afford them. In the meantime, the neighborhoods are just going to hell, getting worse about a week, you know. Sorry about the cold, though. It is warming up here now for you.
Yeah, it was freezing cold, by the way.
But it is warming up. But yeah, the streets in the neighborhood falling apart, but downtown Detroit is booming. So you know how that goes. Same story in every city, I'm sure. Actually, in my travels, and I'm pretty sure I'm not the only one to notice this. Everywhere where there's people of color, it seems like it's big time poverty. And Europeans live high off the horse. I say it's time we flip the script and put it back the way it's supposed to be.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
Agree. Well, we know that we are enslaved. You know, every life sustaining institution is controlled by people that are not of us. So we've got to change that. We've got to change that narrative so that, we are actually able to determine, really be self-determined in what we're trying to do, and taking, that power back to create the way of life. And I think that's a lot of what the ideology of the Panthers taught us was, having a self-determined way of determining and having the freedom to do that, So we're not trying to create, these better spaces on the plantation. We're trying to get off the plantation and actually have that definition for ourselves. So Detroit is a, an example city of, work to be done, and ways that we need to be joining together to do that.
Yes, sir. Yeah. Yes, please. Sounds good, sister. Appreciate that. Just to bring to mention, the crisis in Flint about the water situation, how they poison the water. And the little crumbs they want to give for the people who were affected by that was it's very minimal, and it's actually an insult.
In Vegas, one time we actually did just to show the contradiction of it. We took water bottles down to the famous Las Vegas Strip, and we actually asked for donations for these water bottles. And within, I would say, about an hour, we had raised somewhere $400 or $500 off these water bottles, which we sent, directly to Flint at that time, to some comrades we had there doing work, boots on the ground. But it just heightened that the contradiction that there's not enough resources to do this, because we simply took something that was needed on the hot Las Vegas Strip and said, they need waters down there. These tourists will pay for it, and they did. And some gave us $5, and some gave us $10 for a bottle of water. they were going to go in the casino and pay $12 and $15 for it anyway. So, you know, they were okay with giving the people, especially since we, you know, said it was, you know, regarding the Flint crisis at the time. But it just goes to show the resources are there. You know, the people have the resources, the people have the power. If we just organize to actually solve it and quit waiting on the state, you know, to solve these issues for us, you know. And I think we've seen that at that time. We've seen many, many people, grassroots, you know, people, boots on the ground people go to Flint and actually provide, you know, the solutions that the state wouldn't or couldn't, you know, purposely do, you know. But it's sad that it's still ongoing, and that's a situation that still needs to be talked about. And it's not just, you know, isolated to Flint. We know that we've seen multiple cities, you know, report similar conditions in regards to water. One of my daughter's best friends is in Iowa right now, and she's having an issue with water issues there, particularly in, you know, the Black community, of course. So, you know, it just goes on, like we were speaking on to earlier, all the levels of attacks that we're under.
I didn't know that.
Right.
That's something, because and they downplay it so much. I'm not even aware of the situation you just mentioned, and I think that's on purpose. They don't want you to know. Something that I've done for, ooh, it's been about 20, 30 years now. And when I was doing it, I was called paranoid. It probably doesn't look as paranoid now, but I always thought the water was suspect because it's not regulated. So what I've been doing for the past 20 years is drinking out of filtered water bottles. I hook up a filter come into the house where it filters the water to come into the house for your showers, to brush your teeth and all of that. But even when I drink, I only drink off of out of my own filtered water bottles. And there's two nice brands to have. One's a Sawyer, and there's another one. I can't think of the name, but I was always leery of that to begin with. The water's too easy to be tampered with. By the time you're told there's a problem, oh, that's way too late by the time you're told, if they tell you at all. So that's probably a nice and nice and cheap to do. And no matter what happens in your situation, if you got to flee, no matter what, if you got a filtered water bottle, you can always drink. You can drink from a muddy creek. It filters it. You'll always be able to drink. You may not always be next to or have the privilege of getting clean, fresh water. But it will be fresh if you've got a filter to be able to filter the water. Or you can do it by hand. There's charcoal. There's coffee cups. You can run water through. You know, just little tactics that you can do, which I'm kind of big on survival, or I guess you'd call it prepping anyway. So I store and stock up for all types of situations. I got a basement full of, some people call it junk, but it's things to use in case it's needed. Backup power, generator for the house, solar panels, because I like to be as self-sufficient as possible and not depend on anything or anybody for anything on any level.
Yes, sir. Well, Brother Hannibal, we appreciate your contributions tonight. And I know you're too bogged down in Detroit to figure out what they're doing with that brown water, straight brown water in Flint, Michigan, and all those cases that came out and they said that saga continues. Did you even ricochet or hear anything about Flint being improved, new and improved? A lot of blacks.
They're dragging their feet on doing what they need to do as far as replacing the pipes and everything, but it's such a slow process. It's ridiculous, you know. It's almost no movement at all. Yeah.
My.
But, we're going to hang in there just like everybody else, and we're going to do our thing. We will be back on top again, one way or another. Black power.
Black power. Thank you, Brother Hannibal, way out there in Detroit. But it's only in the central. We got some California on the line and some central unit. We got Ohio is on at 614 at 625. You're actually live on Black Power Radio. Black Power, are you there with us at 614-625? You're live.
Black Power.
Black Power. Welcome
Black
to Black Power.
Black Power.
Black Power.
Black Power. Ohio. Power. Columbus, Ohio, April the 9th to the 12th. Taking to the street. Livingston Avenue, Mount Vernon, in Cleveland Avenue, where all the blacks are getting murdered at. Police brutality, false arrest, misconduct. April the 10th, it's going to be at the center on Livingston and Parson and Barnett, Markson. Let me sit up. Oh, man, I was laying down, get comfortable, grab and get sleepy. I've been working all day in the street. This one woman got kicked out of a job by a white woman from a back turn, kicking her butt, and said she's a KKK. Mama, she named a Ku Klux Klan, so I was dealing with that earlier this week. So back to Columbus, Ohio again. I need all the help I can. I need y'all to come down here, support the Columbus, Ohio chapter, support the youth, help me with my children, help me with my black people, help me stop the black on black in Columbus, Ohio. Help the, stop the police from killing my black men in Columbus, Ohio. Come on down, Columbus, Ohio, support us. I've been doing this since 2006. I had so many memories from 2007, 2008, but I get no support. But Columbus, Ohio, do need support. And I do need y'all. We need each other. And Brother Dennis, Sister Queen Kashima, Norfolk, Virginia. Brother Dennis in Detroit, Michigan. We talk all the time. We're going to take it to the street. We're coming down in Fort Columbus, Ohio, too. And we need each other. We need love and unity in the community. I've been in the streets every day. And I've been in the streets. I have Facebook Live, or I'll be talking to my people. I'll be recruiting. I collect phone numbers. I pass out my flyers. I do a lot of work. I spend a lot of money in February. I can't help because the weather's messed up. But April, it's going to be lovely. But I'm not spending much money. I'm going to spend a lot of talking to my people and passing my black basket and collecting some money. I got a strong black pastor. God has blessed a strong black man. I've been going there for 30 years. He's going to take it to the street with us. Him, his wife, and his church going to take it to the street with us. April the 9th, 2010, Columbus, Ohio. So come on down and support Columbus, Ohio. You all going to be in good hands. Under my wings in Columbus, Ohio.
Black power.
Black power.
That's black power. We thank you, Ramadan, there in Columbus, Ohio, for making your contributions and your presence known here at Black Power Radio. And we'll be in Columbus again on April the 9th, the 10th, and the 11th, I believe. And that's just showing black power. We can bring Columbus together. They shot a young boy going in his door with a bag of groceries. Just shot him dead on his own property. Shot a man coming out of his garage in Columbus, Ohio. It's just showing the disregard for the melanated or the black life. And we have to show regard, unite again, and bum rush this crack. Take back or take black our political prisoners from a no-good, low-down, dirty, filthy white man who would practice injustice against us. And he would pretend that it's justice. Turn a blind eye to everything going in the Capitol, who's been the serious, most safe, the safest place anywhere near Washington, D.C. Man, the white folks rolling there like that wasn't nothing. Didn't mean nothing about no inalienable rights, thou shalt not kill. Until you forget about it. Oh, my God, you got nerve. You got courage. He said he'll come from behind your back, come on your side. Say the day of reckoning, he will come right in your M&F face and tell you ain't nothing. He said, well, Satan, finish with your behind. He said, you won't find nobody will be great for the divine blessing mind. All that stuff I think about. Make you want to say, boom, shakalaka, cracker. Black power.
Black power also, not only him got shot in the back, another brother got shot in the back by the cop between some houses on the same street that I lived on in 2007. I got a candlelight vigil every night on that same street, the whole time living on the street. I raised money for the family, and I put expertise on the street through pigs, caves on the street. So O.B. Shepard Jr. also got murdered by the pigs in Columbus, Ohio. Lots of got murdered by the pigs in Columbus, Ohio. Not only Columbus, Ohio, all over the world got murdered by bitch-ass pigs. But Columbus, Ohio, I stand my ground in contact with the pigs. In their face, I've talked up to them. I know what to say to those pigs. I know what not to say to them. I know not to bless those hoes. I know not to get arrested by them bitches. I run Columbus, Ohio page for Wilson. When you come to Columbus, Ohio, you will see that April the 9th to the 12th. Not to the 11th. It's April the 9th to the 12th, 2020. Take them to the street. Take our community black. Take our black children black. This is why I'm missing black children in Columbus, Ohio and all over the world. We need our children, our future children. Black power.
Black power, black power. And we thank Mama Dot. As we go to Brother Brown, that same subject of keeping community activism alive. And Dr. King said they bomb baby girl in the church because you're talking about me and you or any of those people you felt were non-activists that failed to activate when he commanded you to activate. He commanded you to mass protest against the madness of the white man. Every time was something that a white man had done to us. Every time Dr. King moved, he talked about some little white girl and little white boy. But when he went to work, he went on to work on the problems of black people in that region, in that city, in that township, from Selma all the way to Washington, D.C., from Washington, D.C., all the way back to Chattanooga, Tennessee, Nashville, Memphis, where he was excited. Don't you know, on December 4th, we have a massive march right here in Washington, D.C., right in Washington, D.C., against the tyranny and the oppression, corruption of the white man against black people, especially what they did to our beloved brother, Dr. Martin Luther King, Jr., who stood against this guy on every turn of the road, the Vietnam War, Korean War, his rumors of war. He stood against everything negative that you could find out about a white man. Dr. King was preaching against it, but you couldn't see his activism. You couldn't see his revolution because your mind is just not right, brother, sister. So many horrific things been done to us. Will take us out of our context, in context of our human nature, declare as we are human beings on this day, on this earth, which Malcolm said, that we must bring about by any means necessary. Black power to Brother Rock. Black power. Any kind of way we can get it, we got to have it.
Black power.
Black power. Black power. So, I'm moved, you know, I'm kind of in a state of meditation, you know, just meditating on, you know, all of the context, you know, looking, listening and, you know, just partaking of, you know, being present in the moment of the movement. You know, I'm just thinking about, you know, the level of responsibility, you know, unto, you know, self first, you know, as well as, you know, community, you know, just, you know, reflecting, you know, just, you know, getting back to, like, earlier we were speaking about, you know, the spiritual component, you know. So just in all that's been said and, you know, experiencing it, like, in real time, processing it, you know, and it's just taking me back to the rudiments, you know, of the work, you know, having to, you know, be fortified within self, you know, just, you know, and able to endure, you know, and, you know, carry on this fight, you know, vigilantly, you know, with tenacity, you know what I'm saying? So I'm just, you know, being further empowered and endowed, you know what I'm saying, with this wisdom, you know, that's coming forth from all angles, dealing with our, you know, melanated minds that's come together in this collectivism. It's changing the dynamics of our current situations, you know. So once again, just empowering, motivating word, you know, to us as a collective, you know, continue on in peace and you know, sovereignty, you know. We have to move into that, you know, and becoming self-sufficient. When we become self-sufficient, then we don't have to be dependent upon, you know, anyone outside of us. So, you know, that's a way
to be able to maintain, you know, sovereignty. You know, sovereignty is first, you know what I'm saying, a mindset, you know. So once again, you know, be empowered, be endowed with this, you know, this wise verbiage that's coming over the waves, you know, continue to, you know, tap in, establish relationships and resources. And I'm getting ready to pass this thing on. Peace and black power.
Black power. I wanted to take a moment because one of the people, you know, we touch down in the community. It's always impactful. And even this conversation, like Brother Roger said, it is emotional and it is impactful each time that we have, you know, these type of conversations. But touching down in the community today, you know, it's always meant to be. One of the people I met out there was a woman named Teresa Cedric. Her son was murdered by the police in October of 2018 right here in Washington, North Carolina. Of course, they did not, you know, push forth any charges on the pig that was guilty of her son's murder. He was shot in the back. But we create wanted posters for these police. We put their names and their faces out there. We put what we feel the people has determined they're guilty of, and we also determine that they're armed and dangerous. So I, you know, promise this mama that we will make a wanted poster for this, citizen killer. You know, via cop Aaron Mobley is his name, who is the cop that killed her son. But she's in need of support. She does have a page for him, Justice for Cedric Pritchard, on Facebook. If you have, you know, a moment, go to that page and try to support that mother in the work. We know that the list goes on and on and on and on and on. It doesn't stop as far as, you know, the attack and the murders that, you know, our women, men, and unfortunately youth face as well. We know that the police are an enforcement branch, you know, of the carceral, you know, of this racist system. Historically, the state continues and the system continues to oppress our communities. It withholds and does not give us equal access to resources. It justly, unjustly, and massively incarcerates our people. That's what we're talking about with the political prisoners that are being held after 20, 30, 40, 50 years. You know, it murders us without consequence. You know, so anytime we go in the community, our actions are of the people and for the people to advocate for our right for self-determination. We're taking our power back, specifically our black power back, to create a way of life that is free from the corrupt systems and the control. And we can form coalitions with black, brown, yellow, and whoever, but we also need to be unapologetically black first and race first and quit having to explain, you know, why our black solidarity and why it is so needed to be in that forefront, in that first position. But yes, if you want to support this mother, Teresa Cedric, out of Washington, North Carolina, with her son's case, Cedric Pritchard was killed at 27 years old on October 2018. She's needing support. As we know, there was no charges, so the people's justice needs to be defined and ultimately implemented, and we'll start that by putting out that wanted poster for that pig, Aaron Mobley. Black power.
Black power. And we know that none of us are free until all of us get free. We must go with one aim, with one God, and one destiny. To bring it full circle, we're going to bring our brother out of that west side, on that west coast, way out there in Oak Town in San Francisco, right near Vegas, right across the way from the Mojave Desert. You got the goddamn Death Valley. And I'm telling you straight up, ain't no nice place to be. If you don't know what you're supposed to do, if you don't know the next move, don't go hanging around that desert. It will cost you. No more ways than one, but better explain. We got our brother, Fred is free, coming to bring it from Oakland, San Francisco Bay, Fairfield, Vallejo, all those spots that I'm most familiar with. So bring it on, brother, with brother Fred is free, Black Power.
Black Power, everybody. I wanted to thank everybody for listening to the show tonight because I'm loving it out here on a Sunday evening out here in the Bay. But like my man say, we got to put ourselves active to bring our land back to us. Because right now, the white man is trying to put us down with the COVID-19, but that's not going to happen to us. We're going to stand up. And now, we were down there marching today. It was beautiful. I saw the pictures and stuff. But like I said, I'm going to always stand by my main man. He have the radio show every Sunday night and Monday night. But I'm going to tell y'all, I'm not no joke. I'm with him. I'm with the movement always, all forever. But listen, I always say, we got to stop the police for killing us. Because he was just saying that man had some groceries the other day going home, and the motherfucker shot him 6 times or 8 times and killed him right on the street. But see, now their parents are grieving over their child now, and we have to stand up for these police violence people and the police shooting us down every day. Because like I said, this is not a matter of no joke. This is real shit. Excuse my language, but listen, I'm always say we have to stay up on the police so they don't shoot us down no more. But we have to move fast to do this. Because like I said, every day I'm out here, I'm seeing kids dying in front of my face every day. And I hate that. So like I said, back to my main man, Black Power Radio, and I'll see y'all tomorrow night, same back channel, and back to you, Black Power Radio.
Black Power, Fred, on that west side, we thank you so much for yet another episode of Black Power Radio and making your presence known and keeping the morale. You set a certain tone, a certain pace of the morale as we get our guests to close out for us tonight and give us their closing remarks, their contact information, whatever they want to know about themselves and their organization. We're going to bring it to Brother Ra or Sister Tanisha. We'll go first. Black Power. We're going to let Sister Tanisha go and bring Brother Ra to close it out for this episode of Black Power Radio. Thank you for listening, our vast listening audience. We bring you Sister Tanisha that is working a program to free a black man and free a black prisoner and bring it to the urbanized neighborhoods and let them know how to do this. Give a step-by-step procedure on how to free a man at this hour. Black Power.
Black Power. Yeah, thank you again, Sheikh Imam Akbar, for having me. It's been my, you know, my pleasure and my honor to be here tonight, and to Brother Ra for opening his space for it. You know, certainly appreciate it. You know, we run out of coalitions. We work with the people. So you can get with us at Organize the State Out Coalition on Instagram and also Facebook. Our email is OTSOCLV, so Organize the State Out Coalition LV for Las Vegas at Gmail. If you'd like to, you know, email us any of your ideas or what you're doing in your community. A couple of initiatives we have is Hold the Line and 10 at a Time. Hold the Line is where you literally take control of maybe your yard or your block for an hour, 2 hours, maybe the full day, where you, you know, do not allow any police presence in your particular area. So Hold the Line, we can start in our front yards and expand it out through our whole community. 10 at a Time is an initiative that has to do with garnering resources to make sure that everyone has proper weapons training and self-defense training, and also passports. That's something that we need to have as a people. So 10 at a Time, where we try to raise funds for 10 people at a time to make sure they have a self-defense, some sort of recourse class, and also their passports. So that's just a couple of the programs. You know, like I said, you get in your community, fill out the, put your ear to the ground, fill out the needs of your community, and then serve where you're able to passionately serve. Brother Sheikh Iman Akbar said earlier that I believe it was Imam, right? You said gave a, you know, yes, gave a phenomenal quote which touched my heart regarding, you know, our work and our work ethic. You know, you can have different character contradictions, and as we all do, none of us are perfect. However, your social presence and your social consistency with the people will always shine above. So, you know, stay consistent in your community in the way that you're able to. And if he would share that quote that Imam told him, because I don't want to mess it up again, I thought it was phenomenal and powerful. And thank you again, Black Power.
Black Power. Focus on
Yes, the work ethic. You said that he said that we need to stay consistent
I can't remember it now.
Okay. And bringing a pattern of consistency from the ancestor and the honorable Dr. Khaled Abdul Muhammad left so much with us. Our attorney, Malik Zul Shabazz, has brought so much to us. And but you have to find a pattern of, in other words, that is in a certain orbit, and it doesn't disturb what's going on Mars and Venus, if they truly exist, because we believe in the planetary system, but I asked around all over the country, and most people have never seen a Jupiter or Mars, not even through the telescope. They believe in the ring on Saturn, and it supposed you go in the atmosphere of Saturn that you would die, but they've never seen that ring, not even through a telescope, but they believe in the scientist's word is in the society stronger than the words of the prophets and those that have been honored by God as noble and those genuine bringers of the message to black people. So we have prophesied amongst our own, but yet they have received us not. And it's simply because there have been so many distractions and so many obstacles and so many, a multitude of horrific things have been done to us. But we are thankful for the guidance. And you must find a pattern of consistency that is the simplicity of mathematics and the math. Once you know how it's put down mathematically, and then you are inclined to have concrete belief that is embedded in science and in the proof and evidence of yourself. And in the anatomy of one, you're a walking symbolical one, and those things, a macrocosm big, but you are a microcosm, because every element that is in that earth on that periodic table is in your physical anatomy. And then we're blessed, triple blessed, with the best things of spiritual world and the best from on high been put in the human being. Remember, you crack the whip and the lion jumped through the open fire. The lion don't crack the whip and get you to jump through the open fire, even though he could bring you some form of destruction or injury. But eventually, you will figure out how to tame that goddamn lion and cause him to walk on your command and make the elephant wrap his trunk on the tail of another elephant and walk, stand on one foot on top of a stool. Oh, my, there's something about this man that's totally amazing, but it's the most complicated thing that's been put in the midst of this universe is known as that human brain. It's something about the anatomy and the melanated anatomy of the black man. You must study to know the significance of that, and you must ponder to know what time it is with yourself. But we have our host tonight and a beautiful sister, the Chef Joe, is going throughout the Charlotte metropolitan area and bringing the good news with her good food. And she's going to explain the rest and tell you just how to pass the test by getting some of her cooking from the chef. And this is, give it to us one more time.
CLT?
Okay. The grits with the CLT, meaning grits in Charlotte. But she got so much to go with them grits. And I'm going to let Chef Joe tell you the rest. Black Power.
Black Power, peace, family.
She got her black
family. Yes. I'm honored again to
have you
all here in my home. And as he said, I am Chef Joe, the owner of Grits Charlotte. It is an acronym for Girls Raised in the South. So we have a Southern fusion with Caribbean, Creole, African, and Spanish. Offer catering and private chef services, and the food truck will be opening up by the end of April. So y'all can follow on Instagram, Facebook, GritCLT, GRITSCLT, and the website is www.gritclt.online. Check us out.
Mama, I'm driving my 800 miles and getting my barbecue and all my stuff from Chef Joe, because can't nobody go like Chef Joe. I'm giving it to you. Free the best days of life for free. I tasted some of that cooking, and boy, I'll tell you, I'm going to throw my mat right down the floor here right now, Black Power. We're going to bring our brother Rob right on up in here and give us a close out for the night. Black Power?
Black Power.
Black Power.
So once again, I'd like to give, you know, thanks and acknowledgement to, you know, those that participated today, you know, whether you were present physically or, you know, present spiritually. We shall, you know, we shall manifest, you know, greater disciplines, you know, better establish better relationships, become more active, you know, and more relevant, more seen in our communities. You know, I'm just speaking some positive affirmations now, you know, willing into our way, you know, today. Those things that, you know, those new attributes, you know, that we take on and, you know, those disciplines that we establish. So, you know, just moving forward, peace, prosperity, you know, all those melanated, situated individuals, you know, divine inclination and inspiration to my people, black love, black power, black prosperity, you know, sovereignty, you know, a unified body we are. You know, no more separation, division, you know, that's out of the door for us. So we'll be looking forward to working with all of my divine melanated ones and stay encouraged, you know. We are and we shall be. We ain't going nowhere. You know what I'm talking about? We ain't going nowhere. You know, we are thriving and surviving. And our quality of life will be better, you know. So, once again, just positive affirmations, peace, and black power.
And my pastor always said, I don't know if y'all know Pastor T. up there in Chicago. Started with just a little road church and a little road house, a little spot there. Couldn't hold over 20, 30 people in it. But right now, that brother told me to be encouraged. The first one I heard say, no matter what's going on, be encouraged. And he kept that statement so strong and so long. He has the whole, you know how big the Chicago City block. He got the whole block, I believe, tell you. The whole block, big and vertical cathedral, because he preached so strong and so long and so consistent on that. And that may be your pattern of consistency. To remain focused and remain, what you say, committed to the cause in a manner that will cause you to be successful in all of your endeavors. May you be blessed, the vast listening audience, and we hope that you continue to participate and join with us here on Black Power Radio. And no matter what is said, no matter who's saying it, no matter how they said it, regardless of land or language or label, we know that Marvin Gaye said it best. We're saying black power. Black power.
Oh, sister, for the one that got away. When we left for dead, yeah, the one we gotta say. Framed by the pigs way back in Jersey. The only thing you really free to do is serve. When you fight for your rights and you stand, watch out for the man, on drugs in your land. Guns in your hand, yes, Mando, COINTELPRO. Don't he open any letters if it's with the COINTELPRO. Whips and chains, whips and chains. Been around waiting for the shit to change. Your point finger's not acting, just complain. Started in fight, just stripped the blame. Kids getting off for murder, nobody pushing it further. Bunch of lost sheep out here looking for a herder. Killed off our leaders, what the fuck you expect? Violence is the beat, only thing you respect. I watch news clips today. America had always got some shit to say. Terror breeds terror, just drop bombs. Some mothers and their kids, yeah, just today. But shit, I don't wanna talk right now. Took another bullet to my heart right now. Told Bobby cut my neck, so they wouldn't shoot their weapons. Seen his mama get the news, yeah, it's alright now. Now whips and chains, whips and chains. The American way, playing whips and chains. Kill Martin, but you'll never get a status. Kill Malcolm, but you'll never get a status. Whips and chains, whips and chains. The American way, playing whips and chains. Kill Bobby, but you'll never get a status. Kill Fred, but you'll never get a status. Crips and blood, pimps and thugs. Somebody kill their brother, nigga, just because you created these conditions. Racism, segregation in LA. Fed kids on the spoons with the hate. Chase the Panthers out the state. Whoa, run, go inside a run. Tortured that woman in a cell. Broke her out of jail. Now you wanna spread propaganda, but we woke up. No more for you to sell. Devils go to hell. Fred Hampton in the inner city. Building unity with gangs. They working with it. CIA agents. Everything they could to flood the hoods with heroin. At the same time, passed away got heroin's butt. I don't wanna talk right now. Took another bullet to my heart right now. Drug Fred fell asleep inside his bed. Then they shot him dead, bottle in a sack. Yeah, it's all right now. Now whips and chains, whips and chains. The American way, plays whips and chains. Kill Bobby, but you'll never get a stutter. Kill Fred, but you'll never get a stutter. Whips and chains, whips and chains. The American way, plays whips and chains. Kill Sophie, but you'll never get a stutter. Kill Huey, but you'll never get a stutter. Kill King, kill X, kill Fred. She escaped, you put a bounty on her head. Poison water in the air and the food. We already dead, so what else we got to lose? Once we realize the power that we have as a people and put our minds together, we unite to defeat you. Question lies, they teach you. No conform to authority, cause under uniforms, human bonds I bleed to. No justice, no peace, what the people say. The indigo's finna go rise and lead the way. 154 cops, but where's that for Trayvon, Grant Rice, Mike Brown, and Freddie Gray? I don't wanna talk right now. Took another bullet to my heart right now. Everybody's gone, now they wanna start and touch us about the revolution, yeah, it's about to start right now.
I have advocated, and I still advocate, revolutionary changes in the structure and in the principles that govern the United States. I advocate self-determination for my people and for all oppressed people inside the United States. I advocate an end to capitalist exploitation, the abolition of racist policies, the eradication of sexism, and the elimination of political repression. If that is a crime, then I am totally guilty.
Whips and chains, whips and chains. The American way plays whips and chains. Kill Martin, but you'll never get a stutter. Kill Malcolm, but you'll never get a stutter. Whips and chains, whips and chains. The American way plays whips and chains. Kill Fred, but you'll never get a stutter. Kill Huey, but you'll never get a stutter.
Drinking,
each and every night. Trying to get along, my loneliness away.
But now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go. And where we'll end up, I don't know. But we'll let nothing hold us back. We're putting ourselves together. We're polishing up our act. And if you've never been held down before, I know you refuse to be held down anymore.
Moving.
down. But now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go. And where we'll end up, I don't know. But we'll let nothing hold us back. We're putting our shows together. We're polishing up our act. If you've never been held down before, I know you refuse to be held down anymore.
Don't go and talk about my father.